This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Goldman Sachs is in hot water again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A new bipartisan Senate report has some fresh evidence of what some of the big banks did as the housing bubble popped and afterwards. And one of those banks, Goldman Sachs, is being accused of misleading congressional investigators. For more on all this, we're joined live from New York by Marketplace's Alisa Roth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell us what this report says.
The committee looked at almost 6,000 pages of emails and other documents from banks like Washington Mutual, Goldman Sachs, as you said, and Deutsche Bank. There doesn't seem to be evidence of out-and-out fraud, but the report makes it clear the banks were looking to profit from the booming real estate market and then rushing to figure out how to survive when it collapsed. Goldman Sachs is a centerpiece of the report. Democratic Senator Carl Levin, one of the two senators to sign off on the report, wants the Justice Department to look into whether Goldman misled clients. And he says federal prosecutors should think about bringing perjury charges against Goldman executives for telling Congress the bank didn't bet against the housing market and against its own clients to make money.
Why would Goldman deny what is so obvious, that they were engaged in a huge short in the year 2007? Why would they deny it? Because they gained at the expense of their clients.
And by the way, unlike some earlier investigations into the financial crisis, this one was really bipartisan. Tom Coburn, the Republican senator from Oklahoma, also signed off on it.
And is the report recommending any solutions?
It is. Some of these have been taken care of by Wall Street reforms in places like the Dodd-Frank bill. But the Senate panel also suggests that regulators should check mortgage-related securities to be sure they're not breaking any laws, and that we should consider how risky lending practices could affect the financial system as a whole.
Marketplace's Alisa Roth in New York. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, today, Zipcar is going public. The car-sharing company, which is popular among city dwellers and college students, was founded about a decade ago, and it's grown to more than 500,000 members since then. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
Zipcar has ironic ads, cool cars, and a growing customer base. It even bought a competitor in London. But there's one thing Zipcar doesn't have: profits.
Yes, after 10 years, I would think they should have shown a profit.
Michael Millman's a rental car analyst and isn't convinced Zipcar will succeed. But Kathy Smith's more optimistic. She researches new IPOs at Renaissance Capital.
The company is making money in the early markets that it has started.
If you break it down, the company's turning a profit in Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. And Smith says Zipcar's plowing that cash into new markets.
So the reason it's not making money is it's expanding very quickly.
Smith thinks Zipcar could spark a new multi-billion-dollar industry, but even she expects bumps in the road. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Global stocks are down this morning. Personal computer shipments are also down. Slipped last quarter by 3%, analysts say, thanks to new types of products hitting the market. In other words, tablet computers. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow inched up 7 points to close at 12,270.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing over $1.7 trillion in assets, providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com. Marketplace Innovations Desk is supported by Jaguar. You can experience the 2011 Jaguar XJ at a local dealer or visit jaguarusa.com.
There's a big meeting about meat going on in Chicago today. It's the International Meat, Poultry, and Seafood Convention, and the story so far is that consumers are buying more meat now that the recovery is underway. But the return of carnivorousness is putting pressure on food and water supplies, and that's leading some to the new and improved world of fake meat. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Adrian Hill reports.
Chicken can be tasty.
I love it.
Just ask Harold Huff, a researcher at the University of Missouri.
Flavor, feel, versatility. You know, it's great in casseroles.
The problem is, to make that chicken casserole, well, you've got to have a live chicken. And that chicken needs water and grain to eat and a place to live, and it'll have to be killed. Or maybe you don't. In a laboratory at the University of Missouri, a food extruder spits out long, thick ribbons of fake chicken. It's made from a dry soy powder.
From dry feed in to product out, once it's up, running, and stable, can vary as little as 15 seconds.
A whole lot faster than growing a real chicken. Huff and Dr. Fu Hung She have been working on making passable fake chicken for a decade and a half.
If it doesn't feel right when a person chews it, if it doesn't look right on the plate, people are turned off by that.
And so Huff and She had to figure out how to make their soy chicken not just taste like chicken, but have the texture of real chicken and look like chicken instead of a big gray blob. So they extruded and extruded and extruded until they came up with a better analog chicken strip. Now, more than 15 years later...
Okay, another bowl of some sort.
Ethan Brown is cooking the mock chicken strips up with some tomatoes, onions, and spices to make fajitas. He and his company have partnered with the university to get Dr. Shea's chicken to market. Brown thinks the demand for better fake meat is there, driven by health concerns, worries about how mass-farmed animals are treated, and the environment.
Climate change is a big issue. We had talked about, you know, the UN came out with a study saying 18% of greenhouse gas emissions are due to livestock.
Greenhouse gases are responsible for rising global temperatures. Brown serves up his fake chicken fajitas that taste a whole lot like real chicken fajitas. Appetizing? Your call. But it points to a future with a whole lot less clucking. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And if you want to see fake chicken, we've got a video up at marketplace.org. Finally, from fake chicken to real chicken and onions and tomatoes and bacon and cheese and beef. Those are the ingredients of the new meat monster from Burger King. It is certainly a calorie monster, packing more than 1,100 of them. It also contains more salt than 4 bags of potato chips. It only costs about $10, though, and thankfully for our waistlines, it is only available in Japan. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The collective hope in Japan is that destruction could lead to rebirth in every possible way.
Change, chaos, crisis often precedes huge leaps of entrepreneurship and innovation.
I'm Tess Vigeland, rebuilding and rethinking recovery, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.